almost heaven, West Virginia.
We're back with more of Lake Effect on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. The Appalachian Trail runs 2,190 miles from Georgia north through the summit of Mount Katahdin in Maine. It takes many months to complete and a good amount of preparation for novice and experienced hikers alike.
Milwaukee native Lauren Groh is embarking on the journey, and we'll be bringing you a series of updates from her as she hikes north on the trail this spring. But before we make a call to the wild, Lauren Groh joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in the studio to explain what inspired her to go on such a significant and challenging journey.
Well, it kind of started when I read the book Wild by Cheryl Strayed, and from there, it was there in my mind. And then I was on a trip in California, and I bumped into this woman who told us about her son that hiked the Appalachian Trail, and she was just making it sound like it was so doable that I just said, okay, well, let's do it.
A little misleading in how doable it was, do you find, prepping for this, or...?
Well, with all the research and all the buying gear and planning out everything, it might have been an understatement.
Well, and to give the listener some perspective, how long is the Appalachian Trail and where are the start and end points? Like kind of a layout of where you're going to be hiking.
So it's a long-distance trail, a public footpath. It's 2,000 miles. 2,190 miles to be exact. And it starts in Georgia if you're going north, and it goes all the way to Maine. Some people hike it south, but I want to hike it north, so.
Was there a reason for that? Just did it feel a little more natural to go south to north or just better logistically?
I read about a lot of people that went north, and that seemed to work for me. And then I read about a lot of people that are going south and or have gone south. And I just said, well, it's too late. I already picked north. So I'm doing north.
Can't alter the plans too
much. Yeah.
So you mentioned doing a lot of research and all the gear you needed. But walk us through what kind of preparation goes into a trip like this. I know, I mean, everything's kind of a variable when you do something for the first time. But you can plan as much as you think is possible before you actually set foot on the trail. So what goes into this? You know, financial, physical planning and training, and the supplies you've needed.
Well, I kind of set the plan in stone 1 year before leaving. So I had about a year to completely get everything in place. And finances were a big part. I moved home to my mom's house, so I was able to save more money that way. I picked up little odd jobs, and I set a budget for myself and tried to stick to the budget. Then I had to buy gear, and gear was a whole different ballgame. It ended up being thousands of dollars of gear, and so...
For a minimalist living, you know, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. And then whenever I thought, oh, I'm completely ready, I'm done, I have all my gear, then there's just one more thing. Or one more thing I want to change out for something else. So it ended up being a big expense, way bigger than I had ever imagined. As far as physically preparing, I dedicate 1 day a week to hiking. And in the beginning, it was just hiking with a day pack and, you know, maybe hiking, you know, 5 to 7 miles. And then it got more serious and I thought, okay, I need to start hiking with the real pack and fill it with a lot of gear and or at least a lot of weight. So I did that, and I've been hiking with 25 pounds on my back for the last few months, once a week-ish, and trying to do 10 miles per hike just to prepare.
And this is on top of, obviously, your regular life full-time job. You can't exactly take off and practice for the amount of time that you're going to be actually on the trail. And I imagine that also changes not only the supplies you need, but also the nutrition that you need. So how have you anticipated that need? What kind of food do you stock up on when you only have a campsite to help you prepare your meals?
Well, I personally have a different perspective of, you know, what I think I'm going to need than what a lot of other people have needed in the past. And I could be completely shocked and completely wrong, but I try to have a healthy diet in my normal life. So I thought, why change something so big just to go and do something? So I've tried to keep that in mind as I've been preparing my food for the trail. But I could be totally wrong. But the main things I keep in mind are I need high-calorie, energy-boosting, fat-filled sort of foods that are really easy to cook and lightweight. So anything that I can rehydrate with boiling water or just eat straight out of the package, that those are the foods that I've been going for.
And what sort of foods and products are you stocking up on?
I'm doing things like ramen noodle type things, a lot of energy bars, fruity snacks, you know, just filled with sugar, chocolate, candy bars, but trying to get the healthiest kinds of those that I can, because that's my method. That's how I want to do it.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of elements that go into planning this trip, but what are some of your greatest concerns, you know, upon embarking upon the trip? And then do you have concerns for when you get back?
Yeah, there's plenty. Well, I don't have a job. Well, I have a job now, but soon I won't have a job. And when I get back, I won't have a job. Although my current job did say, you're welcome back here anytime. So that's comforting. But, you know, thinking of not having a job when I get back and not having a place to stay, my mom plans to sell the house. So if the house is sold before I get back, there's definitely no place to come back to. And I'm going to have to find an apartment right away. That's been a big source of stress and focus, but also kind of exhilarating because it's 6 months away. I'd have no idea what's going to happen. So it's kind of exciting. But, you know, I'm hoping to gather up a little bit of cash to return home to. And then, you know, I know I have a job to go back to if I want it. You know, who knows, though? I'm not planning too much because this could be a potentially a life-changing experience, and I might not want the same things that I want right now.
Right. And you can't exactly prepare for how you might adjust mentally to what you're about to embark on. But during the trip, do you plan on being completely off the grid, or are you planning to stay in touch with people here in Milwaukee area? How far are you taking, you know, I suppose, you know, the separation?
Well, from what I understand, you can get cell service almost the entire length of the trail. So it's not too remote. I plan to bring my cell phone and have a month-to-month plan. And I will be semi-blogging and making some videos about me being on the trail while I'm doing it. But I don't want to be too connected. I would rather have the time to completely disconnect for at least some of the time, because I may never have that again. So that's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Although my mom is worried that, are you ever going to check in?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, and I imagine there's things that you can lay out for yourself ahead of time. For example, mail drops of food supplies. So does that help you in your comfort in going out on the trail, knowing that you have these things set up for you at these points that you can work towards, or at least have that goal for the day? It's like, I need to get to this town and get these supplies and continue on. Because as much as you are separating and freeing your mind mentally from what you have here in your life, you still need to be very much aware of what you're doing day to day.
Sure. It's comforting financially to pre-plan my food. And it's also comforting to think about having the food that I actually want. Because a lot of the stops along the trail have like convenience stores or gas stations, and those are the only places you can get more food. A lot of people choose to do it that way, but for the most part, I hope to not do it like that so that I can kind of pick my own food that I have. And, you know, where there are grocery stores and stuff, like full-service grocery stores, those are the places that I would like to resupply at if I don't have a mail drop coming to me.
And you aren't embarking on this trip alone. Your wife is going with you. So
she is, yep.
Was this an intent for you guys all along that you're both willing partners and no one needed to convince, you know, the other that, no, we should really do this trip together? How are you seeing that it'll impact your relationship with each other?
Well, actually, she kind of convinced me. We got into hiking together, although she's always been really into walking. But we definitely got into hiking regularly together. And she one day just said, let's do the Appalachian Trail, like solid, let's make it a plan. And as much as I was so excited about that idea, my, you know, very traditional part of me was thinking, how am I going to do that? So it took me a little while to come around to it. And then, of course, I went gung-ho into it and got, you know, started researching and watching videos and reading books and, you know, just totally filling my mind with Appalachian Trail stuff. But I'm not too worried about how it's going to affect our relationship. We've been in intense situations before. We went to China together, just the two of us, and, you know, we had to rely on each other for a lot of things because we didn't know anyone. And I think that already made us stronger. So this, to me, is just another thing. Just another thing, and, you know, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's a happy medium to be on the Appalachian Trail where it's not as isolated as the Pacific Crest, where you might not see a person for a whole day or two or more? And this other trail is a bit more centralized. As you mentioned, you can have cell reception almost the whole way. Do you think it's a good comfort to start there? And do you also anticipate your thought process changing?
Well, my wife and I chose this trail because of the community on the trail. You know, we thought, well, we've never done any big backpacking trips before, so why would we choose to do a big, very remote backpacking trip as our first one? That's why we said, okay, the Appalachian Trail, there's a well-known community around it. A lot of people are, you know, live along the trail or have businesses along the trail, or just drive to the trail and try to help you out. They might set up a grill with some burgers or some hot dogs and some potato chips and just say, hey, you're welcome to it. Go ahead and eat. You know, they want to help you succeed. So that was very comforting, knowing that we're going to be embarking on such a huge challenge that at least we know there's going to be help along the way.
You mentioned before your traditional sensibility of like, you know, is this quite feasible? Should we do this? But what I'm wondering is, do you worry that this trip can spark a need for escape that can never be satisfied until you're on that next trip?
Yeah, I have had worries about that. I've read that other people go into something like a depression when they return from hiking long distance trails like the Appalachian Trail. And I hope that doesn't happen to me. I can only come back and try to live my life in an adventurous way, even without being out there still. And, you know, that's what I hope to do, is to come back and not just sink into a monotonous routine, which is so easy to do. So that's the plan, come back and just still make it fun.
Outside of using what you learn on the trail to make your life upon return better and infuse with a sense of adventure, how do you see yourself changing on this journey? Or what do you want to change, rather? Do you have personal goals in mind and wanting to complete this challenge, not only physically, but how it will change you as a person?
Well, physically, yeah, definitely. I'm sure I'm going to be in the best shape of my life. So that's number one. I've always wanted to be in the best shape of my life, and I've never gotten there. So this should do it.
It's an elusive goal for many of us.
Yeah. But mentally, I hope to find a way to cope with stress a little bit easier. There's going to be no stress like figuring out how to get through a horrible thunderstorm or, you know, awful cold or, you know, completely soaked gear. There's nothing that's going to be that hard in my normal life where I can go to work and watch TV and enjoy lounging on the couch. But it's so easy to let those things within your normal life just stress you out and get you down. So I hope the stress is an issue that I can deal with a little bit better when I get back. The other things are just coming back with a more positive attitude about things and living life with a more positive attitude, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I know going forward, we're hoping that it's possible to check in with you as you're out on the trail. But to start, I just want to wish you the best of luck upon your initial journey, and I want to thank you for coming in today.
Thanks so much, Audrey.
Lauren Groh is a Milwaukee native and a Lake Effect contributor. We'll be bringing you a series of essays and interviews from Lauren as she thru-hikes the Appalachian Trail from April to September of this year. She joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in the studio. There is more information and links to her blog and social media channels for a behind-the-scenes look at WUWM.com.